Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, sliding into the happy hour. And I got a fine guest. He slid in here to the Solidarity Realty Studios. He is Lee Marpiak. He is an employee of Starbucks right here in Madison. And you guys have some exciting news today. Lee, I'm going to let you tell most of this story. Lee, first and foremost, welcome to Devil Radio. And above and beyond that, today, a big announcement made. What did your employee colleagues and you do at about 8 o'clock this morning?
We filed with the NLRB, and then we sent a letter to Howard Schultz saying that we are trying to unionize and go from there. Starbucks could just acknowledge our union right there, but that has not been their strategy at past times. And from there, the NLRB will schedule an election about a month to 2 months out. There's some variables there. And then from there, we'll have a vote to see if we can get a majority at our store to form a union. Right now, we are sitting in an overwhelming majority of our store is in support. So we are very, very confident that we'll go through and we'll form a union. And then we can begin negotiating with Starbucks to get a contract and secure better pay, better conditions, better healthcare options, and just other benefits that we really deserve and that we've worked hard for and continue to work hard for. And that to accomplish a lot and work together and form a solid union.
Lee, you talk about the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board. So is that the necessary step? You make a filing to the NLRB. And what is it that you're requesting specifically? Is it recognition, or do you still have to go out and take a vote? I think that's what you were mentioning.
Yeah, absolutely. Technically, it's not. They could just recognize this straight up, but that is just not how corporations, certainly not how Starbucks has approached things. So the NLRB is definitely a necessary step for us because they will certify an election and then make sure that we have 50% plus one at our store, which, again, is not going to be much of an issue. We have a ton of support.
Lee, specifically, you work at the downtown Madison Starbucks, the one near the Capitol. And so, obviously, you didn't wake up this morning and just show up at work and someone said, let's join a union. I assume it took some groundwork, some plans being laid, and some conversations between the workers. What's that process look like, Lee?
Honestly, really crazy. I mean, a few months ago, there was no real talks. I think everyone kind of independently was just on the same page about the necessity of a union. But there wasn't really conversations going on about what that was going to look like. And then independently, like a few of us just were like, so how serious are you about unionization? It's hard not to talk about all those issues. You know, there were protests going around the Capitol that literally walked past our windows with the Capitol in the backdrop. And from there, we just started, you know, talking about unionization, make sure we have the support. Then we reached out to the Workers United, who have helped organize a lot of stores starting in Buffalo. Now they're up to over 150 locations across the country. So we reached out to them, and they gave us a lot of information, a lot of help and support, especially with the procedural elements. Like, we didn't know all the legal aspect of how that all happens. And they also just gave us strategic advice and a lot of other things there. So a lot of support from them has really helped us, you know. And then so it was just kind of small conversations when there was downtime. Would be like, so, like, have you heard any of the news stories about the unionization in Buffalo or what's all going down? And the vast majority of people were like, yeah, you know, vaguely feel good about that, but just didn't have a lot of information or hadn't really looked into it because they're students, they have other things going, they're, you know, they don't have time to like look into this, but just had kind of vaguely positive stuff. And so we just doubled down on that and did a lot of our own research and, you know, and then started spreading that information and building a lot of support. But we had a group of, you know, five individuals on our organizing committee. And then, you know, a large, like kind of secondary group of people who then built that, and they just built and built. And there was pretty overwhelming, just latent support that was just kind of waiting for a spark to kick it off. So we owe a lot of like a debt of gratitude to the people in Buffalo who kind of kicked it all off, with Starbucks in particular. Colectivo unionized here downtown fairly recently, so that was a big support. But anything that can just kind of kick off these conversations, that, you know, we literally went from, hey, like, would you be interested in unionizing, to filing with NLRB in like about 2 months, maybe even less than that. So things really took off. Like, we were just ready to do it. It was just a matter of someone kicking it off.
Folks, you are listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. I got a fine guest live in studio. He is Lee Marfiak. Lee is an employee of Starbucks on the square in Madison, and they made a big filing about 8 o'clock this morning with the NLRB. They want to unionize. So I got to get more details from you, Lee. First and foremost, approximately how many employees in this store and how long have you worked there?
Sure. We have about 23. We have quite a few employees who are in school, so they might be like back, you know, for the semester or in and out. But we have about 20 to 25 employees. I've been in the store for 3.5 years, and about 2.5 of that as a shift supervisor. And so we have like a long mix of people who've been there for a few years, a lot of years, or just like, you know, here while they have like a job, you know, once a week during the school year.
Now, Lee, I would see that as a particular challenge in a service industry job like serving coffee. Hard to gather up enough strength, hard to get the 50 plus one, hard to get enough people. You know, I know a lot of people, if they don't like their part-time job, they quit their part-time job and get a different part-time job. I would think that that perhaps undermines the concept of collective bargaining and coming together as a union. Has that been a challenge to overcome?
Partly. I mean, there is a lot of turnover, but a lot of that is because the conditions aren't great and the pay is not great and people do want to move on. But there's a lot of aspects of the job that I like and that everybody else likes. And, you know, it's a service industry job. You have to deal with, you know, customers, the public, which can be its own stress, but a lot of it is
fun. Oh, don't I know.
A lot of that is fun. Like, knowing customers and knowing their drinks and having those little conversations is not unpleasant. Like, it's a fun job. And there's a lot of things that made me come back. And I like all of my coworkers. There's a lot of aspects of that job that I really do appreciate. And other people do too. So I think that is why we come back. I come back because I really respect and have a lot of trust with all my coworkers, and I like seeing those daily people that need their coffee in the morning, and I like giving that to them.
Well, I'm a green jet fuel guy, and that's perhaps why I'm less familiar with Starbucks or any of the coffee shops. The location you're at, if it unionizes, I mean, we got a Starbucks right down here. There's Starbucks all over the place. What happens if you get one location unionized? Do you expect other stores will follow suit, or could there be a whole different set of rules at the location on the square to the west side or the east side?
Almost, as far as I'm aware, all those regulations are really, you know, national and statewide. I don't think a store just here a couple miles away from our store is really going to have, you know, different problems in that regard. I mean, you know, like the State Street location is just incredibly busy with all the students, so they have a harder time, you know, having those small conversations compared to our store. But we definitely think if we file, a lot of the stores, or now after we have filed, that a lot of the stores may take that and it may spark those conversations that we had just a couple months ago, and really could start a movement of the other stores once they see it's possible. I think that is just a huge thing. It's a big intimidating task to unionize a store. But honestly, once we started doing it and got support from Workers United and just all the community support and latent support among all of our coworkers, it really wasn't that hard. It's very doable, and there's a lot of support and resources out there to make it happen.
Lee, what is the associated union? Is there a supportive union that you guys want to join?
Absolutely. I mean, so we are working with Workers United, which is then a subset of SEIU. So it's, you know, a large kind of interesting structure that I'm not super well versed in, but it is a larger union. But that's basically just so we have access to, you know, things like lawyers on retainer that we obviously don't have with 20 employees that are baristas at a store. But it is our store, so we've been negotiating. We can do things specifically for our store, certain benefits that would maybe be different for our store. It also opens up possibilities that other stores can tailor their contract with Starbucks exactly how they need it and what can get them the most support to form a union.
Lee, what are the shortcomings as you would see them in your current workplace that you think you could collectively bargain for the betterment of yourself and your colleagues?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of that is consensus. Well, that we'll have to go into. Or if we're taking it step by step, first we want to form a union and then talk about, nail down exactly what we're going to look for. The obvious things are like just straight better wages. I mean, rent and the cost of living is just rising rapidly. So we obviously want to keep up raises with that and surpass that. Credit card tipping would be an absolutely huge boon at our store. Better healthcare options, including mental health, because working with the public is tiring and very mentally draining. So we'd like to support that. So those are probably the main options, but we'll probably go down and we'll talk around with all the partners and figure out what people most need and what would be most helpful and go from there and determine exactly what we're going to negotiate for.
Lee, if people listening to the sound of my voice out there driving around Madison, how do they support this unionization cause at the Starbucks on the square? Do they buy more coffee, less coffee? Give you an attaboy. What would you like to see the community's response to be?
We would love to see people come in the store and talk about how they're coming there specifically because we are unionizing, so that Starbucks realizes that not only is this the right moral play, it's actually the right business play, and then they can drum up a lot of traffic. It'll be a lot harder for them to, you know, do anything to retaliate or against our store if they have a bunch of people coming in and be like, wow, we support a union. You can also change the name on a mobile order to Union Strong or We Support the Union or something like that. Can really just give people morale boosters there, especially people that are maybe nervous about how much support is out there.
Lee, how about a website or somewhere you could point others perhaps in your industry that might be, you know, want to unionize?
Absolutely. I mean, the Starbucks Workers United Instagram page, I believe it's SB Workers United, has a lot of great information and can has more information on other stores that have unionized. And that was a big tool for us to get information out to our partners.
Lee Marfiak, a employee at Starbucks, a shift manager, perhaps a union man soon. Lee, really appreciate you coming down to the Devil's Advocates, down to the world headquarters. Next time, bring coffee, man. Maybe you'll win me over. Lee, good luck in your efforts,
sir. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open. Join us. 844-967-2789.
Coffee in the big time.